This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome to our last session of the series Reflections on the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, we have been covering so many names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so far, and I'm sure that we all are memorizing it. We are trying to understand the meanings of these beautiful names and the perfect attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a key reflection and with an objective to live our lives in the light of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always make a practice to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using His names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, let us continue with this journey of the reflections on the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are left with only 11, which we, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the help and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will cover all of them in this session. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's another name is Al-Akram. Al-Akram is the most generous. Allah mentions this name Al-Akram in Suratul Alaq, Surah number 96, Ayah number 3, where He mentions His name Al-Akram, the most generous. Again, my brothers and sisters, let us memorize this name as well, Al-Akram, and understand that there is none who is more generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, so many times we are trying to understand the meanings of it, and so many names look similar, and it is always trying to facilitate our understanding and empower our mindset in terms of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So understand that Allah is Al-Akram, the most generous, and reflect on the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is widespread. Subhanallah, Allah is extremely generous. And when we reflect upon the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would appreciate His favors on us. You see, it is because of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because Allah is Al-Akram, He is extremely generous in terms of granting us favors, benefits, blessings and bounties in our lives. Subhanallah, we need to live by this name as well, my brothers and sisters, in terms of appreciating and having the sense of gratitude towards Al-Akram, the most generous, and call out to Al-Akram, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He may grant us more and more favors and blessings out of His generosity in our lives, insha'Allah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the will and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Barr. Al-Barr. Al-Barr is the most subtle, kind, courteous, and generous. Allah uses His name Al-Barr in Surah Tur, Surah number 52, Ayah number 28. Allah uses His name Al-Barr, Al-Barr, the most subtle, the most kind and courteous and generous. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Barr. Memorize His name again, Al-Barr, Al-Barr, Al-Barr. Allah is extremely subtle. He is extremely kind. He is absolutely courteous and generous. Understand, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because of He being Al-Akram, He being Al-Barr, the generous and the courteous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are getting favors in our lives. That is a reflection that we need to do again and again. every blessing that we have, it is just not because of our performance. It's because of the generosity of Al-Barr. It is because Allah is Al-Barr. He is extremely kind and courteous, that when we do a little as well, Allah gives more and more. Subhanallah. Allah is indeed generous. And Allah being Al-Barr, we need to live by this name also, my brothers and sisters, and call out to Al-Barr. Al-Barr, the most subtle, the most kind and courteous and generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty, He is also Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghaffar is the oft forgiving. Allah uses this name Al-Ghaffar in so many places, subhanallah. For example, Allah mentions His name Al-Ghaffar in Surah Sad, Surah number 38, Ayah number 66, where Allah mentions His name Al-Ghaffar, the oft forgiving. You see, the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always open for those who want to repent, for those who want to turn to Allah, for those who want to accept their mistakes and sins and shortcomings and asking Allah to forgive them. Allah is Al-Ghaffar. He will forgive those. My brothers and sisters, memorize this name, Al-Ghaffar. Understand that He is oft forgiving, meaning He forgives us again and again. The more times we ask for Allah, the more happy He gets. Subhanallah, Allah is Al-Ghaffar, the oft forgiving. Understand it with a reflection, my brothers and sisters. None of us is immune from sins. None of us can claim that I am sinless or I don't have any shortcomings. I don't have any mistakes. I don't have any, disobedience in my life of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, none can claim that. So what is the rescue? What is the way out? The way out is that we go back to Al-Ghaffar. And that's how we live by it. And that's how we need to call out to Al-Ghaffar to forgive us. We need to call out and ask Allah, Al-Ghaffar, forgive us. Forgive our mistakes. Forgive our shortcomings. Forgive our sins. Forgive our disobedience. Ya Al-Ghaffar, forgive all our sins and grant your mercy in dunya and akhirah so that we may be successful, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Ra'uf. Ar-Ra'uf is the one who is full of kindness. Again, a similar meaning of what we have learned about Al-Barr, Al-Akram. Allah is Ar-Ra'uf as well. He is full of kindness. Subhanallah. Allah being the creator of the heavens and the earth, He is running His creation with kindness. So memorize His name, Ar-Ra'uf. Understand that He is the one who is full of kindness. Yes, we also have a kind of kindness, with each other. But Allah is Ar-Ra'uf, full of kindness. And that's the way we should understand the meaning of Allah, for the meaning of the name of Allah, Ar-Ra'uf, the one who is full of kindness. And we need to have this reflection again and again. Ar-Ra'uf, it's because of His kindness that we are able to survive in this world with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we live and call out to Ar-Ra'uf to grant from His kindness to us as well, to us in a way that we become the obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, the need is to ponder over the names and the attributes of Allah again and again, so that we may call out ultimately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names, and we may live by these names with a key reflection and beautiful understanding, authentic and the accurate understanding, and memorize it so that we may attain the Jannah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith. Whoever comprehends these names will get into Jannah. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab is the bestower of favors without account. You see, Allah mentions this name in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 8, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses His name, Al-Wahhab, the grantor, the bestower of favors, and that is without account. Again, my brothers and sisters, let's memorize this name, Al-Wahhab, Al-Wahhab, Al-Wahhab. You know, this is very common dua that we all know. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. That is the bestower. That is the quality of Allah that He gives without account. We will be tired in receiving, but Allah is Al-Wahhab. He is the bestower. He is the grantor of favors without account. His bounties are unlimited. Subhanallah. That is Al-Wahhab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, memorize this. Understand the meaning that there is none who is the bestower of favors without account except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect on the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate and thank Allah Al-Wahhab for the gifts that He has given us, for the gifts that He is continuously giving us, for the gifts that sometimes we don't even ask for. Allah is extremely kind, and He is the bestower that He gives us, we even without we asking Him. Let's live by the name of Al-Wahhab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and call out to Al-Wahhab, the grantor without account, to grant us more and more and give us barakah in what He provides us. Ya Rabb, Ya Al-Wahhab, grant us from Your mercy, Ya Allah, the gifts of this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Jawad. Al-Jawad is the one who is the bestower of good. And it is established from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and also from the hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhum, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Verily, verily, Allah is Al-Jawad, the bestower of good, the most generous, and He loves generosity. And He loves noble manners and He hates lowly manners." That is the name Al-Jawad that is mentioned not in the Quran but in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we said and learnt, that the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only authenticated, are only verified, which are given by Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So again, my brothers and sisters, let's memorize this name Al-Jawad, and ask for best, for the favors, for the goodness that He will shower on us. Understand that there is again none better bestower of good than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, making this reflection again and again by different names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which gives us a key reflection about the quality of Allah, and that is the bestower of good, that is the bestower of kindness, that is the one who is extremely generous and kind and merciful, subhanallah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is how we need to live by it and call out to Al-Jawad for the goodness that we want in our lives, so that we may live with good, we may perform good, we may share good, so that we may be inshallah, with the will and the permission of Allah and the mercy of Allah, we will be with the good in the hereafter as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Subbuh. As-Subbuh is the perfect one. And in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say in his ruku' and sujood, As-Subbuh, the perfect one. As-Subbuh, the perfect one. As-Subbuh, the perfect one. Memorize Again, this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Subbuh, the perfect one. And understand that there is none in the creation, in the heavens and the earth, who is perfect except As-Subbuh, the perfect one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is indeed perfect in His names and attributes, in His divinity, in His decisions, in His actions. There is none who has perfection except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the key reflection that we need to have in this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Subbuh. My brothers and sisters, anyone and anything who is imperfect or that is imperfect can never be the God, can never be the creator, can never be the one who created us. The one who created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is As-Subbuh, the perfect one. And that is the way that we have to actually have our living in the light of the name of Allah, As-Subbuh, the perfect one. So we don't worship anyone who is deficient, who has lack of perfection, but we worship the one who is absolutely perfect in everything. Subhanallah, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So call out to As-Subbuh, the perfect one, to help us in this world and the hereafter, to help us remove from any and every kind of illness, problem, issues, obstacle, challenges, difficulties, hardships. Ya As-Subbuh, the perfect one, help us in this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Warith. Al-Warith is the inheritor. The inheritor. And Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 23. Allah mentions that He is Al-Warith. Al-Warith. We who remain inheritors after all else passes away. It is Allah who is the inheritor, Al-Warith. So memorize this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Warith, 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 the inheritor, to whom everyone will go back. Everyone will eventually go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand with a reflection, my brothers and sisters, that He is Al-Warith, to whom every one of us will go back. We actually do not belong to this world. This is a temporary life. This world is a temporary place that we live and we die. But eventually we go back to who? To Al-Warith, the inheritor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is indeed the one who is the inheritor. And this, again, attribute is what we have to live by it, and we need to call out to Al-Warith as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the one, after all else passes away, it is He who will remain forever. Allah is Al-Warith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Ar-Rabb. Ar-Rabb, the Lord, the cherisher, the sustainer, the provider, the controller, the one who sustains everything and everyone. Allah is Ar-Rabb. Allah uses His name Ar-Rabb in many, many places, including Surah Yasin, Surah number 36, Ayah number 58. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. It will be said to them, Salamun, peace be on you. A word from the Lord, Ar-Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most merciful. My brothers and sisters, Ar-Rabb is the one who sustains and cherishes everyone and everything. Allah begins His Quran from Surah Al-Fatiha by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises are due to Allah, who is the Rabb, the Lord, the Cherisher, the Sustainer, the Master, the Controller, the Provider of everything and everyone. Subhanallah. Again, my brothers and sisters, a very common and very magnificent name of Allah is Ar-Rabb, the Lord, the Master. Memorize this name as well. Memorize this name and have that close connection with Ar-Rabb by understanding that there is no one who is the Rabbun Nas, who is the Rabbul Alameen, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises are due to only one Allah, Ar-Rabb, who is the Lord of the Alameen. Allah, Ar-Rabb, who is the Cherisher, the Sustainer, the Provider of every creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have this reflection. And again, my brothers and sisters, imagine everything is being provided. Who is the provider? Ar-Rabb. Every creation, subhanallah, deep down in the sea, fishes are being, and the variety of fishes, species, they are being sustained. Who is providing them? Ar-Rabb. Deep down in the mountains, in the middle of the mountains, in the heavy rocks, insects are being, served. They have the provision. Who is the provider? It is Ar-Rabb, the Master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, all of us, whenever we eat, understand that it is Ar-Rabb. It is He who is sustaining us. It is He who is providing us. It is He, with His permission, with His bounties and mercy, we are being served by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time we eat, we drink, understand and have this reflection, and again, to be able to show gratitude to Allah, Ar-Rabb, Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and call out to Allah. You see, there are so many du'as that begins with Ar-Rabb. You know, Allah is the Lord, the Provider, the Sustainer, the Master of everything and everyone. So call out to Allah and use the name Ar-Rabb in your supplications, in your prayers, in your du'as, so that you get closely connected with Ar-Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah is also Al-A'la. Al-A'la is the most high, the highest. Allah uses this name in Surah Al-A'la, Surah number 87, Ayah number 1. The Most High, Al-A'la. Sabbih isma rabbikal A'la. Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High. Memorize this name as well, my brothers and sisters. Al-A'la. And subhanallah, every single sajda that we do in our salah, what do we say? Subhana rabbiyal A'la. Glory be to Allah, the Most High. Allah is A'la. There is nothing above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is under Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah is Al-A'la. My brothers and sisters, memorize this name. Understand that He is the highest in everything, in terms of His names and attributes, His decisions, His actions and everything. Allah is A'la. He has His own majesty, which is not like anything. Subhanallah. He is Al-A'la. We actually declare this and confess and acknowledge again and again in our salah, in every sajda. We touch to the ground, the lowest part of the ground. We touch the highest part of our body, the forehead, on the ground, and we declare that He is Al-A'la, the Most High, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this understanding and a reflection, my brothers and sisters, always give the highest priority to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always give highest importance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how we live with the name of Allah Al-A'la in our lives. We need to give importance, respect, honor, worship only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Him, there is none on the face of the earth, neither in the heavens. Allah is Al-A'la. Allah is the most high and He is the highest. So always call out to Al-A'la, who is high above us, who has the control over everything. The last name, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we are going to learn is Al-Ilah. Al-Ilah is the God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this name in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 163, that He is Al-Ilah. He is the God. Allah is the God. Subhanallah, this is we need to memorize that He is Al-Ilah, Al-Ilah, Al-Ilah. And Al-Ilah, it belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the true deity, deserve to be worshipped. The one who deserve all our praises. The one who to whom we have to, you know, supplicate. To whom we have to, you know, return to. Subhanallah, Al-Ilah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true deity. The one who is worthy of worship. The God. My brothers and sisters, understand and reflect that there is none worthy of worship except Al-Ilah, Allah, the God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we need to live by it, by always attributing, you know, the worship to only to all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my brothers, we need to and sisters, we need to ensure that we always call out to Al-Ilah for all our help, for all our needs and wants. That is Al-Ilah. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to again open our minds, open our hearts, so that we may comprehend and live with these names and attributes. We memorize it, we understand it, we reflect upon it, we live by it, and we call out to Allah by using these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you with the best of the rewards in this world and the hereafter, for the struggle, for the efforts, for the efforts that you have done in learning the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors to shower on the organizers as well, who brought this program up. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept each and every effort that we have done, every moment that we have invested in this series, every time, every minute that we have invested in learning about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. If we have done mistakes, errors, you know, forgive us out of your mercy, Ya Rabb. Ya Rabb, help us to always live, to live our lives in the light of your names and attributes, so that we may be successful in this world and we may also gain the highest levels of Jannah and witnessing you, Ya Allah, witnessing your face, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين